Blog Talk Radio.
From 5 to 7, it's about to go down. We're with DJ Sun in the Hilltop Crew tonight. He's playing new music, and you can't stop moving. So let the music take control.
DJ, keeping the party rocking on all social media platforms.
Whoa, close my drip up daily just so they can see.
Whoa, I see the leaf with the box, and they put the stick in the box.
Whoa,
and I'm tied to my waist cause I'm heartless.
Stay tuned for more hip hop and R&B. The best mixes.
Playing the bangers. Don't forget to wash your hands.
All right, I want to thank everybody for tuning in. This is the Traffic Jam here on Hilltop Radio Show. You guys already know what we do here each and every Monday from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., bringing you guys the ride and the best, you know, talent, R&B, hip-hop, rap. Even we even take you guys way back in the day when you guys remember a song called Roll Bounce Skate and other songs such as Mr. Butch Deo. What's up, man? How you feeling tonight, man?
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Yeah, I'm great, man. I'm great. It's good to be on.
Hey, man, this is the first time for you on a 5 o'clock show, isn't it?
No. Actually, I did a Traffic Jam one time with you before. Yeah, this is the second one. Yeah.
All right. Well, It's good to have you with us on a Traffic Jam, Mr. Butch Deo. Love you, man. How's the weather up there in the DMV, man?
Man, it's a little cold up here. They're calling for rain and some ice tonight. So, you know, we're going through it right now. But it's wintertime. What can we say? You know.
All right. Well, we appreciate you, man. We got the one and only Miss Robin Lynn Maven, Vibes Live Radio. I am streaming Seattle, Washington. I know she's warm.
Hey,
no,
Robin, it's snowing up here. I'm good, but I'm snowed in. We got about 6 inches of snow up here this weekend.
Wow, nice. I love snow. Yeah, I love snow. Mm-hmm.
All right. It's doing its thing here in Charlotte. It is raining again. It's been raining since last week, something like that. But yeah, it's rained almost a whole week, man. Yeah,
a lot of rain. Yeah,
hell yeah. We got to bring over my other big buddy, Mr. Easy T is in the house. What's up, Easy?
Not much, man. I'm telling you. I won't even rub it in and see it's 85 degrees down here, but
yeah, you rubbed it in.
You took the microphone.
Couldn't hear your voice.
Nobody care.
Yeah, we're gonna mute it. We put you in next traffic light.
I heard that.
T, you say it's 85 degrees. Where are you at, Florida?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man, you're in the right place. Okay. All right.
Yeah, we're
up until hurricane season.
Okay, yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah, just a few days come June.
We got three seasons.
Go ahead. What's the season?
Oh, go ahead.
No. Go ahead.
Lightning season, hurricane season, and summer.
That's it. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right.
I was chicken. So when I lived in Miami, when hurricane season came, when that first warning came, I got on the plane. I got out of there. And I'm like, I ain't never going back. Chicken.
Oh, well. This is the Traffic Jam, y'all, here on Hilltop Radio Show, where we bring the baddest and hottest talent, you know, in the industry to you, you know, such as Butch Deo has an artist by the name of Coda, and Easy T has an artist by the name of JoJo. And we're going to have both of these gentlemen on here, on the show here. Coda, you there?
Yes, sir.
There he is.
Coda, how are you?
From the DMV.
Thanks for having me. Thank you for having
and,
me.
And this number right here must be Mr. JoJo.
Yep.
JoJo
Pellegrino. What's up, T? What's up, DJ Sean? What's going on with you guys?
Good, good, Pelly.
Working.
Good,
JoJo,
man.
How are you?
Feeling, brother.
Good.
I mean, I'm alive. I'm healthy. That's all that matters, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what matters,
absolutely,
man.
Absolutely.
That's it, my brother.
Hey, brothers, we are on the Traffic Jam. Mr. JoJo, tell a little bit of about you, man. Who is Mr. JoJo?
I mean, you know, JoJo Pellegrino, that's me. You know, I'm from Staten Island, New York. You know, I grew up in a predominantly Italian neighborhood. So back in the days, you know, when I was getting into this whole hip-hop thing, I wanted to try to bring, you know, as you're supposed to in hip-hop, you're supposed to bring who you really are to the table. And so I always tied that into the into my whole, you know, style and all that. So I'm an artist from New York, JoJo Pellegrino. I used to be signed to Chris Lighty, the late, you know, May he rest in peace, Steve Rifkin, what's up to him. And, you know, now I'm an independent artist. I'm out here doing my own thing. You know, I got my own label. Me and T are working together. We got a whole bunch of new records out, new music videos, and plenty of more stuff to get ready to drop.
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. Now I got to watch how I ask these questions because you're Italian. I don't want the Italian mafia after me. Staten Island.
Nah,
no,
okay,
I was playing.
it's all love, man. I got a very large, diverse group of friends, man. And, you know, we all love hip-hop. We all, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Man, what's your favorite? Spaghetti and meatballs or lasagna, man? Let us know. What you got?
Oxtails.
Oh, shit. Okay. All right.
That's
different.
All right.
Listen, yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
Hell no.
See?
And that's exactly what they say when they listen to the music, too. I wasn't expecting that. Now, I'm kind of different, man. You know, I'm not, you know, it's funny because when you hear the name Pellegrino and, you know, when you think of the whole Italian thing, you think I'm some sort of Italian rapper. I have Italian blood, but it's not about that with me, man. It's like Kanye West, JoJo Pellegrino. It's, you know, two different people, but it's just my name. There's no gimmicks in any of this. You know, we don't tie into any of that. This is straight hip hop. This is, you know, this is what it is. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But shout out everybody out there, man. Everybody, you know, it's cool, man. It's like the game keeps changing, man. You know what I mean? So all you could do is just stay yourself. That's it.
I like him already, man. Go ahead, Butch. Go ahead, brother.
Sean, let me tell you something. JoJo, let me tell you. This is Butch Deo, man. When Vaughn Mason and myself had our Bounce Rock Skate Roll, we lived in New York, and we lived in the Italian neighborhood. And let me tell everybody, the Italian brothers there, man, they're just like us, man. I mean, you know, they get on the corner, they do what, they do the whole nine. So, JoJo, I know exactly where you're coming from, man. Big ups to you. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, man. You know what? Listen, it's very touchy because of the history. Right, it's all love and all that other stuff, but yes, there are a lot of similarities between Italian people and between brothers like yourself. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is.
You know,
yeah, true that.
You know,
true that.
It's funny. You know, you could be funny about it, and you could say things like, you know, in the street, in terms of in the street, We speak broken English. You know, we well hung. You know what I'm saying? We tough. We don't back down. You know, we got hot blood. It's the same. You know, we got style. We like jewelry. We like nice cars. We like, it's very,
that's
very
right.
similar. You know, although there was always
you.
A constant, although there was a lot of clashing back in the days over certain things, there's a lot of similarities. So it's very ill. You know, it, I had a tough task trying to tie it all in together, but it worked, bro. You know what I mean? People
yeah.
in hip hop,
oh, yeah.
the culture has always showed me love. They have always showed
yeah.
me love and have respect, always embraced me. And I'm grateful for that.
All right.
Well, yeah, you know what I mean?
Big
so,
up.
So, yeah, thank you.
Well, we're going to show you, we're showing you love here today, man. We appreciate you. Taking time
thank
out of your
you.
Schedule, man. And this is the end. I've been waiting. You know, I listen to your music, I love it. And now,
thank
you know,
you,
we're going to get the world, you know, the world in a couple of minutes to listen and love your music as well as I did. So hold tight there, Mr. JoJo. Easy T, man. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you working with JoJo, man. How is it working with JoJo, man?
JoJo is a piece of work, man. He's one of them artists that could flow over anything. Like he's rocked with, you know, with the Wu-Tang Clan. He's rocked with like one of the first artists on Yo MTV Raps. I mean, JoJo
come on,
has
man.
A history.
Come on, you forgot to tell them Wu-Tang Clan, Chris Brown. Come on, man, it's different stuff. You know what I mean? Conway.
Yeah, Conway. He's got a long list. I mean, longer than I can even imagine. In
wow.
fact, my introduction to JoJo was back in, I want to say, mid to late 90s. I was
mm-hmm.
up on 125th Street, bought a mixtape, and I drove from New York to South Carolina playing his track back to back, back to back, back to back. That's how impressed I was. And then up until three, four years ago, you know, I was introduced to JoJo through another mutual friend, Soraya, and we've been rocking ever since.
History. Well, we
yeah,
appreciate that.
Definitely. He was one of the people I always wanted to meet.
From what I hear, he's laid back and all about his music, all about the industry, no hating, and just letting people know who he is. That's the vibe I get,
you know,
and that's what we need. Yeah.
You know, that's the only vibe
nice.
To give off, man. When you try to hate and the culture is doing now, that's the quickest way to kill yourself. Unlike most of these other rappers, I'm actually a fan of all what the youth is doing, right? Everybody can use a little bit of fine-tuning, but is this really a young man's game? We got to find out. When I was young, I had a big million-dollar deal, $250,000 advance. Now I'm a little older. What, people don't want to pay attention? How do we make them pay attention? That's what we're trying to do right now. Is there such thing as a second chance? That's what
mm-hmm.
we're going to make happen now. Why does hip-hop have to be so unforgiving? Why does it have to be so, as if almost like there's gatekeepers? But really, who's the gatekeepers? We're the gatekeepers.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
we got to
right.
do what we got to do. And anything that we see in these young artists that we don't necessarily agree on or agree with, it's our job to lead by example. But how do we lead by example if they don't want to pay attention, right? Well, the music
right.
changes,
right.
bro. This is not just, you know, listen, I love hip-hop the way it was in the 90s. And I love the way it was in the 80s, although I was only a small child in the 80s, whatever the case, but I know my history. At the end of the day, though, it keeps changing, man. And, you know, you can't be stuck in one zone. That's the difference between me and I really believe with all my peers in hip-hop is that they like it a certain way. Me, I'm like, yo, let's do whatever. If the music changed, you know, we could still do what we do on that music. But most rappers would say, nah, I would never do that. But times have thoroughly changed, fellas. Like, thoroughly, thoroughly changed, fellas. Like, we all sound like we're a little older. But this is in the hands of,
mm-hmm.
there's 13 and 14-year-olds that get it popping right now, in every sense
oh, yeah.
of the word.
Yeah.
And when they, how do we get them to like us? How do we get
right.
them to buy our music or to follow our lead? You know, I mean, so
that's
it's
something,
a very tricky thing.
It hasn't been done yet. I ain't mean to cut you off. You know, that's something that, Butch, that you sound like that he was listening to last week's show, because you capitalized a little bit about that Butch a little bit last week on last week's show about the younger generation getting to know who the older cats are in the game. You know what I mean? With music and stuff like that.
Knowing the history.
Yeah, knowing
the
history.
That's true, man. Because, you know, when you listen to a lot of the young cats' music, man, I mean, they take stuff from what we did back in the day, man. You know, either they're sampling or they're taking some ideas, you know. So, yeah, man, you know, every generation, I always say every generation has its own music. And that's good. Right. You know what I mean? But it's really good, man, when the younger artists, the new artists now, give respect, man, to the older cats that were out there. Because, you know, we paved the way, man. We paved the way for them to actually do what they're doing now. So, you know, it's all good, man.
And that's the reason why the Hilltop was created. That's the reason why the Hilltop was created. The Hilltop was created to bring the old school artists in listening what the new school artists are doing. And the new school artists asking the old school artists questions and getting you guys, Butch, and, you know, all the other old ones that's been on here back in the day, you know, questions on how hard it was to get a contract, how hard it was to get a record deal, how hard it was going up and down, you know, the Chitlin circuit just to make a dollar, you know, the prejudice, you know, the hate, you know, the racism and things like that. So this was the reason why we created Hilltop to get old school and new school together as a whole, not as separate, but as a whole to come on these shows.
Go ahead,
JoJo.
I was going to say, yeah, you know, we still live in a time right now where, you know, look, Jay-Z got a new joint out with Nipsey Hussle, right? And, you know, I run around a lot. I do this music thing. I stay in the streets. I stay around, you know, the young, you know, all that. They don't care at all about Jay-Z. What they were saying yesterday about Jay-Z was upsetting to me. And I was trying to tell them, like, listen, but at the end of the day, guess what, guys? Jay-Z hasn't put an album out, right? And there's a lot of people out there that were 4'1" when he put his last album out, and now they're 6'3". They don't know nothing about no Jay-Z. Because, you know, I'm not saying that Jay-Z's not on his team because, you know, he's the God MC. He did his thing, right? But at the end of the day, we're still in a time where older artists say, F them younger artists, they whack. And the younger artists say, F them old school artists, they whack. So how do we really fix that? Does it have to be that heartbreaking feeling like when a young football player who could go pro hurts his shoulder or misses an opportunity or misses a season, now he's washed up? Is that the same way it has to be for a knowledgeable, incredible, you know, a talented artist, an MC? Well, so he hits 30-something and it's over with? It can't be like that, man.
Mm-hmm.
It can't be like that. I was going to say, a lot of 21-year-old women find a lot of older men appealing, right? As long as we know how that goes, right? Listen to me. If the girls are looking at you and the fans are looking at you like, look, if the females are like, he's an old man, I get chased by young girls. I don't chase them back, but it's a good feeling to know that I'm still appealing to them. It's a good feeling to know that when I play the music for the youth, whether it be in the projects or whether it be in my neighborhood, that they F you X with me. You know what I mean? Like, yo, I like this. Damn, I like this. You have to adapt. Just like in the world, hip-hop is a small model of the world. And you have to adapt. You can't. I want to rhyme on beats that sound like 90s beats all day long. But I'm not going to, and I really don't want to do that. I love them, but I want to adapt. The world has changed. You understand? So we got to adapt because hip hop is still a young. You ask if hip hop is a young man's game. Hip hop is pretty much still a young man. Hip hop is really. If you want to keep it by how they say, just say 1979, which it's not. We already know this already. But just say 1979 is the year that they stamp on when hip-hop started. That means hip-hop is pretty much a 40-year-old dude.
Right. That's
Actually, if you really get technical, we don't really have time to really get into it. Actually, hip-hop is older than – hip-hop's been on way before 50s.
Listen, guys, I know you could go to Chicago 1920s, 1930s. I know all about it. I listen to it.
Right.
You guys seen that, what's it called? What's their name, man? When he was talking about the Ark?
Yeah, the brothers.
Yeah, when he was talking about Noah's Ark.
It's all rap.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
come on, man. That was a hip hop song. What was that, 1840 or something like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We know hip hop's been around.
The biggest, The biggest problem with hip hop right now is in no other genre do they put an age cap on.
Mm-mm.
And they try to put an age cap on hip hop. It shouldn't be done.
Oh, right. Man.
Well, there's also.
My fault. I hit the wrong. I hit the wrong button.
Start running.
Yeah, man, I thought I was doing the Super Bowl thing for a minute, man. I had a flashback.
That was good. I like
running
that.
I hit the wrong button, but anyway, this is the Traffic Jam, y'all, here on the Hilltop Radio Show. Let's do this. Mr. Coda, the youngest one in charge. What's up, man? Tell us who Coda is, man.
Hey.
From the DMV.
Hey, how y'all doing, everybody? I'm Coda.
All right.
Hopefully y'all hear some music today. Y'all, my music gonna tell y'all what I'm about. You know, I'm from the DMV. I like to say that I bring a new sound to hip hop, to R&B, you know, to music. You know, I don't really think that there's anybody I sound like. I feel like I bring my own flavor. I feel like I bring my own energy. I feel like. Yeah, but I'm really glad that y'all have me on the show today. I really appreciate y'all bringing me on today.
Yeah,
wow, man, we appreciate you.
And Sean,
go ahead, Butch.
Sean, let me. I'm gonna say something on what we were all talking about when JoJo was just speaking. JoJo, let me tell you something. One thing I know about the music business: a good song is a good song. When they spin that record, they can't see a face on it. Okay, now you can see a face when you do the video and all that, but a good record is a good record. And the one thing that I hope that these young artists take from cats like you, cats like me, the knowledge that we be spitting out on this Hilltop Radio Show, is the things that we tell them, man, about the business. These are things, man, the things that I be telling these young artists on this show are things that nobody told me when I was coming up. So a lot of things I had to learn on the back end. Which, when you learn it on the back end, that means you lose money, okay? So the knowledge that I try to kick to these young people, I hope they take that for what it is, man, because, you know, you can look at me and say, I'm an old head. That's okay. I'm an old head, but I still got knowledge. You know what I mean? And I'm just trying to help you. I'm trying to help you to not fall into some of them holes that I fell into. We say, Sean?
Well, you must not be that old because you had 50 Cent in the Game come to you and you worked with them and you still getting paid from them.
Yeah, well, I'm really not that old. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm never going to say how old I am, but I'm not that old. Yeah, but no, JoJo, you know, it's cats like yourself, man, and me, and Sean and them, what Sean and them do on the Hilltop Radio. I hope the young people, man, take this for what it is, man, because the knowledge that we be putting out here, man, it's real, man. I mean, we be telling, man, I'm telling them things that nobody told me. This ain't something I read in a magazine. This ain't something I pulled up on the internet. This is something that I live. And the same thing I can hear when I talk to you, JoJo, that you live this.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah.
This is the kind of knowledge that the young people need, man. You know, no matter what they think, it ain't no thing between us and them. Hey, man, it's all about music. It's all about love. We all come from the heart. We come from the soul. We come from our gut. That's all it's about, man. Yeah, I just want to
100%.
That's right.
Yeah.
This is the Traffic Jam, y'all. We've got the one and only Mr. Coda, JoJo, on with us here live. Let's jump into Coda right now. Set it up on the Traffic Jam, y'all. We'll be right back.
Set up.
Listen to the beat tune to my one.
Step up. Step in my game and I bought me some beats. I'm blessed with a gift. You can tell when I speak. I got me some dope and I'm making a move. I stub a QP right under the seat. Need you some work? Come to the block. Word of advice? Don't make it hot. You need you a pill and you need you some pop? Pull up right here. Just park in the spot. Pop me a perk and I pop me a jam. I'm counting the money and doing my jam. I don't give a f and I don't give a damn. I heard that he broke. Guess he in the jam. You know it's a lot. You know that I'm winning. Fans in my pocket. You know that I get it. I got a bad bitch. She right by my side. She rolling with Coda. You know that I hit okay. It. I heard she liked me, but I don't like her back. Heard he tryna fight me, he mad I got that sack. I heard she liked me, I hit it from the back. Heard he tryna fight me, I'ma bust him in the back. Bust him to take his soul, after that I'ma go. Then proceed to roll, some turn like gold. Through my thing, turn like, ooh, red got runs, hit so smooth. Now it's so hot, it's hard to move. Hit 3J, should've only hit 2. Smoke 3J, should've only hit 2. Now I'm so lit, I'm up in the mood. I'm so high, don't know it's real. I feel like a character in a cartoon. These
can't rap and they can't hold a tune. I'm blowing them dick, it's happening soon. Can't come around if I think that you sweet. I'd rather be around killers and goons. I pop me a perk and I pop me a zen. I'm counting the money and doing my dance. I don't give a f*** and I don't give a damn. I heard that he broke, guess he in the jam. You know what's a left, you know that I'm with it. Fans in my pocket, you know that I get it. I got a bad bitch, she right by my side. She rolling with Coda, you know that I hit it. I heard she like me, but I don't like her back. Heard he trying to fight me, he mad I got that sack. I heard she like me, I hit it from the back. Heard he trying to fight me, I'ma bust him in the back. Bust him to take his soul, after that I'ma go, then proceed to roll, some turn like gold, I heard she like me, I hit it from the back. Heard he trying to fight me, I'ma bust him in the back.
That's Coda, DMV, Maryland, in the house. An advantage that EZT, Coda has, one of the legendary rappers along with Butch Dale, Spider D, is helping this young man get in the industry, get his name out there in the industry as well. So, Coda, I love your style, man, and you just... Yeah, you got your own damn style and stay with that. Real talk.
Appreciate
yeah.
It very much. Yeah. 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 So, you know, that song stepped up, man. It's out on the internet now, and it has a video on it too. Nice video, man. I want to give a big shout out to KB. He's the guy that did the video on Stepped Up for Coda. Did a really great job, man. So everybody, get a chance, check the internet out for Coda Stepped Up. Yeah.
All right. EZT, man, what do you think about Mr. Coda, man? Step it up.
It was all right track. It's all right track. I would work a little bit more on, I guess, the like we were talking about before, the emotional side of it. Music has to make you feel something. It has to make you want to get out on the dance floor. It has to make you feel something. It makes you want to punch somebody in the face, dance, do something. It has to bring some type of emotion out of you. So,
yeah.
If you don't believe in your music, start believing in what you do, and bring that energy to it. I hear the track. It's a slow bounce to it. Bring that energy, man. Bring that energy. That's about the best way I could put it, is just bring that energy. Believe in yourself. Rehearse, practice. Book will tell you. Rehearse, practice. Know everything about it inside and out. And as you progress, things will get better.
I expect that.
All right. Robin? Robin Lynn?
Robin, stop smoking!
Sorry about that, y'all. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
Stop smoking, Robin!
Sorry about that. I was in the middle of a Afghani Kush. Puff right there. So y'all forgive me. I didn't want to waste it. That song has great potential. I was jamming over here to it. It inspired me enough to roll up a quick one, you know, while I was waiting on the end of the song. So yeah, you know, do what T-Man tells you to do, man, and you'll be just fine. Uh-huh, because it's all in the presentation, so, yeah. It's nice to meet you.
Thank you. Me too.
All right, JoJo is in the house, you guys. Stepping up, different times. Let's go.
Thank you. I be getting money all day, motherfuck, what a hater gotta say. I am only here to get paid, go hard, better stay up out my way. I get busy like a freeway, cross me, got him looking both ways. Hey yo, Pelly dipped in Fila, my medicine sativa. All this shit that I see, I can never be no CI. Different pedigree and street guy. Hailing from Staten, but on that Brooklyn bullshit. Cause everything is B.I. See my flow poetic, Joey Kelly. Got sole intention, ain't no co-defendant. My code of ethic is my whole aesthetic. Rap the hardest, very polished, every bar is so effective. So a legend, I hate to be sounding like a broken record. But we on different time, we on different time. I am on my grind, see the sparks flying. We on different time, we on different time. Look at your watch and look at mine, we on different time. I be getting money all day, motherfuck, what a hater gotta say. I am only here to get paid, go hard, better stay up out my way. I get busy like a freeway, cross me, got him looking both ways. My shit and say it's slick, so the charges don't stick. Pop this whole clip, murder rap, rock and roll hits. Spit fire like M.O.P., stop dropping real quick. Every line crack, rock the whole strip. Top elite, they looking for me, hide and seek. Like JJP, come out wherever you are. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Flow perfection, think you got somebody, better go and get him. Joe a legend, I hate to be sounding like a broken record. But we on different time, we on different time. I am on my grind, see the sparks flying. We on different time, we on different time. Look at your watch and look at mine, we on different. I be getting money all day, motherfuck, what a hater gotta say. I am only here to get paid, go hard, better stay up out my way. I get busy like a freeway, cross me, got him looking both ways.
Right, remind me never to piss you off if we ever meet in person.
Okay. And you might run you over in that pretty red car you got in that video too. I was watching the video while we was listening to the song, man.
Wow, Robin.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Nah, man. We just,
let him piss you off, brother.
Nah, you know what? I'm already pissed off, man. You know what I mean? We just gotta move with that. Listen, man. And I'm gonna tell. I want to tell Coda because you guys didn't ask me what I thought of the Coda record. I like the Coda record a lot. And now that you guys are saying, talking about pissing people off and all that other shit, I would say that you don't gotta be pissed off, but you gotta keep that fire in you. Coda knows that too, you know what I mean? Because the only thing that's going to get us through this, bro, trust me, is fire. The only thing that's going to separate you, Coda, from everybody else that's trying to do their thing is fire. The only thing that's going to get me back on top where I belong and all that is fire. You know what I mean? And so it's that rage, it's that fire, it's that pain. It's still hip-hop, bro. We just let it out. You know what I mean? That's it. That's it.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I really don't know how to say it. I don't know
Butch
how
Dale.
The hell else to say it, man.
Bush Dale, what do you think about different times, man?
Nice, man. You know, that's that's New York, man. I love that. That's New York, man. Because I come from out of New York, man. You know, in my music career, anyway, and I'm used to working with a lot of different rap artists up there. Yeah, that's New York high energy. Yeah, great, JoJo. I like the track, man. Yeah, I like
thanks
the energy
lot, man.
Level. Yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Hilltop Radio. Right. Thank you, man. Appreciate that. Coda, what do you think, man? What do you think about your fellow, indie artists as well in the game, man? What do you think, brother?
I like the energy that the track brung. I like the energy that it brung. I was listening to how it was put together. I like how it's put together. I like a lot of the ad-libs that you use. I like the flow.
Thanks a lot, man.
I like the song.
Yeah. Yeah, man, you have it, man. Can't be hating on you. That's right. Stay pissed off. Stay pissed off. Stay pissed on. Yeah,
yeah,
man.
Hell
yeah.
Thank you, bro.
All right, but I ain't gonna piss you off though.
Nah, man, it don't matter.
I'll play your damn music, but I ain't gonna piss you off. Nah, I'm just messing with you, man. But
good people never piss me off.
It's independent artists such as yourselves, man, that keep us on our edge, because we never know what you guys bring to us, and it's like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? And I'm an old school cat, but you know, I love the independent artists today that can keep me, you know, get my head rocking. Like, you know, like Robin said, you know, ready to go up and drink me a shot of Henny, or, you know, roll up some Afghan Kush myself and shit, you know what I mean, puff and stuff like that. So, you know, it's a lot of them. You can tell that, you know, Butch and Easy. It's a lot of them. I will be puffing after this show. Just let everybody know that.
Don't forget, we got another show tonight, man.
Hey,
Sean. Go ahead. Sean, let me tell you something. Now,
intermission.
You just made me feel real old. I don't even know what you were talking about. You said Afghan something. I'm like, okay, that's a new young thing. I really feel old now. I don't even know what that is.
Robin Lynn knows what the hell it is. All I know is I got it.
I think back in your day, it was just a trade band.
You know what I mean?
Acapulco Gold.
Okay.
I think that's what you remember.
I'm with that. Look, when he said Afghan, I'm like, where did they get that from? Yeah, okay. I got you.
No, we don't need Acapulco Gold. It's good talent that keeps us, you know, here on the show, you know, entertained, because you know, we
like
not only
that, it sounds like it's good weed that keeps you guys entertained.
Oh yeah. Shit,
and that too.
Yeah, really.
That helps. That, you know, it keeps the attitude elevated. It keeps the attitude elevated.
Yeah, then you have
you gotta have high hopes.
Yeah, then you have Robin jumping out of cakes and shit, you know, hurting herself and shit, breaking ribs and shit, butt-ass. This is a traffic jam, you guys. We'll be right back after this commercial.
Yo, this is your boy Scoop Beats, just letting you know that we have those beats for sale for lease online right now at urbit.com/SCOOTBEATZ, and that's airbit.com/scoopbeats. Also on beatstars.com/SCOOTBEATZ. That's beatstars/scoopbeats. Now, if you want to get those exclusives, please text 405-355-8558. And for studio time, recording, mixing, and mastering, go to facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. That's facebook.com/Scoop Beats Music Group. Y'all have a blessing.
Y'all, this is a traffic jam here on Hilltop Radio Show with two of the hottest artists in the game, Mr. Coda from the DMV and Mr. JoJo from the NY. Two of the hottest. JoJo, where can the, you know, followers go listen to you, man? Follow you on social media, man. What's your social media?
Yeah, man. Shout out DJ Sean, Hilltop Radio. Shout you guys out, man. You can follow me at JoJo Pellegrino. That's JoJo Pellegrino. Same thing on Twitter, same thing on Instagram, same thing on Facebook, all across the board, YouTube, JoJo Pellegrino. Two L's cooling like Todd Smith, you already know.
All right. Mr. Coda, where people can follow you at on the social media, man?
Y'all can follow me on Instagram at Coda Soda, KHOTASODA, Coda Soda on Instagram. Also, catch me on YouTube. Search Stepped Up on YouTube. You can catch my music video there. Just dropped it last week. So Stepped Up, the video for that song y'all just heard.
All right. Easy T, where can the people follow you at on the social media, man, in case somebody needs some extra management or consulting or, you know, distribution? Where can they follow you at, man? A little something for everything.
Something for everybody. DT Easy T on Instagram, DT Easy T on Twitter, and Terrence Williams on Facebook. Only because Facebook wanted to be suckers and made me use my government name.
Okay.
Hell yeah. Mr. Butchdale, man, you know, it's like when we first met, man, it's like we've been knowing each other for years, man, and all that you love that you bring to the Hilltop Radio Show, man, and we appreciate you, man, just to let you know that, man. Your presence is always... It's like Doc says, it's like breathtaking. You're always here.
I thank you for that. Yeah, yeah. Love you guys. Yeah.
We know you got some work coming up, man, and you're working on some projects, man. And man, where can people follow you at? And one thing I got to say this before you do that, man. I could put Butch in a group of 10, and that's not a lot. That's small right now. When Butch friends you, I can say one thing about him. He will follow you. He will comment. He will tell you.
He definitely
and
does.
Push you, share
no
your
lie.
Stuff.
He definitely does.
It's that man can get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. At AM and he's pushing your stuff. He's sharing your stuff.
Real cool. Yeah, you know what, Sean? That's true, man. Let me tell you why I do it, man. Because that's what brothers supposed to do for each other, man. That's how we're supposed to treat each other as entertainers, man. This game, man, I tell everybody all the time, man, this is not a competition game. When you're in competition, you on like America's Got Talent or you on one of them kind of shows, but
yeah.
Once you reach to the professional level, this is not competition. This is just about doing your thing, man. So I'm always a believer in this, man. If I like you, man, let me tell you something. I'll promote you. I'll help you do whatever, man. That's just like with Gemini, man. Love Gemini, man. I do anything for him. And anybody else that's come around me that you've introduced me to on this show, I do whatever I can, man, to help you fulfill whatever it is you're trying to do. And I figure that's what I'm supposed to do as a brother, man. Because let me tell you something. I'm not in competition with nobody, man. I'm just doing my thing. I tell everybody all the time, it's enough room for all of us. Believe me, man. Mm-hmm. You ain't got to compete against me. I ain't got to compete against you. It's enough room, I promise you, man. The world is a big place. That's why I always concentrate on the world. I concentrate on international. I don't just think the United States. I think the world, man, because it's a big enough place for all of us. You know what I mean? It's
that's
a
right.
big enough place for all of us, man. And that's why I do what I do, man, because I believe, you know, because you can bet this, Sean. If I put you on my page and I promote you, I like you. Okay? I like what you do.
Yeah.
I like what you do. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna put somebody on the page that I don't believe in or somebody that's gonna be, you know, like too gangster or gonna go against the grain. You know what I mean? If I put you on there, I like you. So I just wanted to say that. But anyway, you can find me at Butch Dale on Facebook, and also you can hit me at butchdale@yahoo.com.
All right. Go ahead, T.
Hey, Coda, what part of the DMV you in?
Maryland and D.C.
Maryland and D.C.? If you get a chance, go check out my partner in Baltimore, Street Legal Studios. Make sure you get your I'm going to tell you like this. Your mastering is a key part of how your track sounds.
Right.
Go see my man Mark. Tell him. I'll give you his phone number. All that stuff. I'll give you his phone number. Go check him out if you have a place to record. If you don't have a place to record, we got a whole building up there in Baltimore, man. My dude has been we had the top studio for like 7 years running.
Great, thank you. Thank you. Get it. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
We're going to get with you on
that
for sure.
That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what I'm talking about right there.
Yeah.
That right there.
That's right. Robin, go ahead and give your information as well. Yep. That's how you do it. Go ahead, Robin, give your information.
You know, my favorite place for y'all to reach out and touch me is my Cash App, $ Robin Lynn number one. That's Aura. OBIELYNNE number one. Gmail. Gmail, Twitter. Gmail, Facebook, Twitter, Periscope. Everywhere at Robin Lynn Maben. Just turn on the internet. You don't even have to Google me. I don't even know why you guys is playing. Buck,
right.
Get a cake near you.
Rob, you ain't
Robin, you scared the hell out of me just now.
Why'd that scare you?
In the words of Rick James,
the best way to reach out and touch me, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Actually, she made me realize I should give my Cash App out too.
Listen, if there's any women out there
listening that want some good loving and good rubbing and touching and all that other good stuff, I'll give you a nice rub down. You got to Cash App me up front. When I get to your city, we'll make it happen. If not, I'll have a member of my own roster.
I know that's right.
If I can't make it, I'm going to have Big T come down there. Big T's going to rub you up and down. So you say stop.
What's that, television? We got the television special going on today, y'all.
Hell yeah. That's crazy.
Hey, are you allowed to curse? Checked something out. She checked it out thoroughly.
Are we allowed to curse on
you? You can cuss
on
here.
I have to do that because...
All right, good. I want to let the world know real quick. If this rap shit doesn't work out, I got a brand new business, all right? And I'm going to tell you guys what it is.
Uh-huh.
It's a mobile whorehouse, but hold on a second. It's called Wapow. Wet ass pussy on wheels, all right? We pull up, you pull out. That's it.
Can I help?
Hell no.
I don't mind working hard.
You be calling me
talking about. I don't mind working hard.
Hell no. Robin, you sit your ass down somewhere. Hell yeah. Robin, sit her ass down somewhere. She be calling me talking about she sprained three more ribs and shit.
Yeah, for real. Wow.
Hey,
pop it around the corner somewhere.
Just pop it off one more time with these artists' songs again right now. Here we go, different times right here on the Traffic Jam.
Motherfuck, what a hater gotta say. I am only here to get paid. Go hard, better stay up out my way. I get busy like a freeway. Cross me, got him looking both ways. Right before I probably let it spray, I just made a movie, press play. Yeah, hey yo, Pelly dipped in Vila. My medicine's sativa. All this shit that I see, I can never be no CI. Different pedigree and street guy. Hailing from Staten, but on that Brooklyn bullshit. Cause everything is B.I. See my flow poetic, though we kill it. Got sole intention, ain't no co-defendant. My code of ethic is my whole aesthetic. Rap the hardest, very polished, every bar is so effective. So a legend, I hate to be sounding like a broken record. But we on different time, we on different time. I am on my grind, see the sparks flying. We on different time, we on different time. Look at your watch and look at mine, we on different time. I be getting money all day, motherfuck, what a hater gotta say. Better stay up out my way. I get busy like a freeway. Cross me, got him looking both ways. Right before I probably let it spray, I just made a movie, press play. I talk my shit and say it's slick, so the charges don't stick. Pop this whole clip, murder rap, rock and roll hits. Spit fire like M.O.P., stop dropping real quick. Every line crack, rock the whole strip. Top elite, they looking for me,
hide and seek. Like JJP, come out wherever you are. Ollie, Ollie, oxen free. Full perfection, think you got somebody better, go and get him. Joe, a legend, I hate to be sounding like a broken record.
Tell him,
but we on different time, we on different time.
Tell him.
I am on my grind, see the sparks fly.
Tell him.
We on different time, we on different time. Look at your watch and look at mine, we on different time. I be getting money all day, motherfuck, what a hater gotta say.
What a hater gotta say.
I am only here to get paid, go hard, better stay up out my way.
Better stay up out my way.
I get busy like a freeway, cross me, got him looking both ways.
Got him looking both ways.
Ready for a pelly, let it spray. I just made a movie, press play.
Show, hey man, I know y'all saying, damn, you're leaving the hour, hey man, 9 o'clock tonight, we got one of the hottest shows. Mr. Butch Dale will be back with us, and Mr. T Easy T will be back with us. Guys, make sure you turn back in at 9 o'clock tonight. We got Singapore Kane along with Janae the Egyptian Goddess with Max Shug, two of the hottest MCs, you know, in the game, man. We got one from, where Singapore came from again, T?
From Boston by way of Jamaica.
That's right.
Boston. Ah.
Boston. Boston. We got Massachusetts. We got North Carolina, and we got Tennessee in the house tonight, y'all. And we got maybe a special guest might be dropping in on us as well. You guys already know it's the Hilltop. You know how we bring it when we bring it, do what we do. So on behalf of the Hilltop, that's right, Robin, I ain't telling no names. So, you know, it's just like sampling. I know you hate that shit, but you got to live with that shit. So puff, puff, pass. That half gag. Yeah.
Whatever.
Easy T, any last words you want to say, man, before we roll up on out of here early tonight?
Nah, brother. I will see everyone at 9 o'clock. Make it do what it do as usual. And, Butch,
I will touch base with you in a little bit. And Robin, I'll talk to you later. We gotta catch up too, Robin.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Sean,
cause we
I'll
gotta put in
you
some
15,
work.
20 minutes.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Time to go to work.
All right, y'all.
All right, Mr. Butch Dale, any last words you want to give to the listeners, man, before we let you out of here, brother?
Yeah, well, I'd just like to say, JoJo, it was an honor to meet you, man. I like what you're doing, and I hope to get to meet you personally sometime in the near future. And, Cola, thank you so much for coming on. And EZT, I'll see you tonight. Robin,
Lynn,
you know I love you. And Sean,
yeah.
No doubt about it. That's my brother there. Peace, everybody.
All right. Cota, man, thank you, man, for taking time out of your schedule and being here on the show, man. This is not going to be the first time. It's not going to be the last time. It's going to be multiple times. We're going to be bringing you back, man. I'm putting together a show now with hip-hop, with some hip-hop artists and some Southern soul blues artists as well. We're going to do try to create a little bit here on the show and do what we do when we do it as we do. So I want to appreciate everybody for tuning in on the Traffic Jam. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. Keep hitting, keep going to the hilltopradioshow.org/live and keep checking us out over there on DJ Show and Live 24/7. Get them numbers up for us. Guys, we'll see you back here at 9 o'clock on the Indie Artist Radio Show on the Hilltop. Peace, love, soul. We out of here.
Peace out. All right.
Yes, indeed, baby. You are now tuned in to DJ Shine on the HILL Top Radio Show. What that is, Hilltop Mother. Shut your mouth. What? I was only talking about the baddest radio station on the land, you hear me? Oh, well, what that is?
Hilltop, Hilltop. Hilltop Radio.